निवासल निवासाय नित्याय परमात्मने बलभद्र सुभद्राभ्यां जगन्नाथाय ते नमः। जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद। जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौरभक्त वृंद। जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद। जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौरभक्तवृंद। जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद। जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो टुडे इज ए स्पेशल डे, स्नान पूर्णिमा, द अपीयरेंस डे ऑफ लॉर्ड जगन्नाथ। जस्ट लाइक यू नो, कृष्ण अपीयर्ड ऑन जन्माष्टमी, गौरांग महाप्रभु अपीयर्ड ऑन गौर पूर्णिमा, नृसिंहदेव अपीयर्ड ऑन नृसिंह चतुर्दशी, रामचंद्र अपीयर्ड ऑन रामनवमी। सिमिलरली वेरी इट इज ए वेरी कॉन्फिडेंशियल दैट लॉर्ड जगन्नाथ अपीयर्ड इन दिस पर्टिकुलर टूडेज स्नान पूर्णिमा डे। दिस इज स्कंद पुराण उत्कलखंड, एवरीथिंग डिटेल इज गिविन अबाउट जगन्नाथ। सो एनी हाउ, हियर यू आर रीडिंग द भार्स फ्रॉम चैतन्य चरितामृत विथ प्रभुपाद स्पार्कपॉट, देन वी डिस्कस। श्री चैतन्य चरित रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत मध्यलीला चैप्टर 11, दि बेढ़ा कीर्तन पास टाइम्स, टेक्स्ट 62। स्नान यात्रा देखी प्रभुर हईल बड़ सुख, ईश्वरेर अनवसरे पाइल बड़ दुख। वार्ड मीनिंग स्नान यात्रा द बेदिंग सेरेमनी ऑफ लॉर्ड जगन्नाथ, देखी सिंह प्रभुर ऑफ लॉर्ड श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु, हईल बिकेम बड़ वेरी मच सुख हैप्पीनेस, ईश्वरेर ऑफ द लॉर्ड अनवसरे ड्यूरिंग द पास्ट टाइम्स ऑफ रिटायरमेंट, पाइल गट बड़ वेरी मच दुख अनहैप्पीनेस। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पार्पोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन, अपन सीइंग द बेदिंग सेरेमनी ऑफ लॉर्ड जगन्नाथ श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु बिकेम वेरी हैप्पी, बट व्हेन लॉर्ड जगन्नाथ रिटायर्ड आफ्टर द सेरेमनी, लॉर्ड चैतन्य बिकेम वेरी अनहैप्पी बिकॉज ही कुड नॉट सी हिम। प्लीज रिपीट, अपन सीइंग द बेदिंग सेरेमनी ऑफ लॉर्ड जगन्नाथ श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु बिकम वेरी हैप्पी, बट व्हेन लॉर्ड जगन्नाथ रिटायर्ड आफ्टर द सेरेमनी, लॉर्ड चैतन्य बिकम वेरी अनहैप्पी बिकॉज ही कुड नॉट सी हिम। purport by Srila Prabhupada. After the bathing ceremony of Sri Chaitanya, after the bathing ceremony of Sri Jagannath, which takes place just a fortnight before the Ratha Yatra ceremony, the body of Lord Jagannath Deity is repainted. And this takes just about a fortnight to complete. This period is called Anavasara. There are many who visit the temple to see Lord Jagannath regularly every day, and for them his retirement after the bathing ceremony is unbearable. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt Lord Jagannath's absence from the temple very much. Hare Krishna. So today is the Lord Jagannath's appearance day. This is called Snana Purnima. It's called also Deva Snana Purnima. Deva means Lord Jagannath. So this is because this is appearance day, so that's why once this is Daru Brahma. His body is built on Daru means wooden body. So that's why every day it is not possible to bathe the deity. So only once in a year, on his appearance day, on Snana Purnima day, they bathe the deity. About the bathing of Lord Jagannath, Srila Prabhupada wrote a letter to Madhusudan Prabhu on 30th December 1967. To continue a sense of devotion, it is better to wash the body of Lord Jagannath with hot water so that we may have the feeling that Lord Jagannath is more comfortable. Maybe that country is cold. So far the question, then Prabhupada wrote again, they should wash once in a year. That is sufficient. 15 days before Ratha Yatra. That is called Snana Yatra ceremony. Otherwise, if you bathe him, that will damage the wood. Letter to Madhu Mangala, 18th November 1972. Under no circumstances shall we bathe Jagannath deities with water or any liquid. They should be bathed with mantras. Letter to Dhruvananda, on 4th January 1973. In this way, Prabhupada gave opinion that once in a year only, Jagannath, and that is also according to Shastra, and also Puri, they are also following the same tradition. Only in one day, this appearance day of Lord Jagannath, this Snana Purnima day, only the deity is bathed. One time, Brahmananda Prabhu asked Prabhupada, who is Jagannath? What is the identity of Jagannath? Srila Prabhupada said, or he asked in the letter, so he answered, Lord Jagannath is one feature of Krishna. Jagat means universe and Natha means Lord. The Lord of the universe. Then another devotee, Dayananda and Nandarani, Prabhupada wrote them to me in letter. What is the difference between Jagannath? They asked the question, what is the difference between Jagannath and Krishna? And what is the difference between Krishna deities and Jagannath deities? And why is latter not fed and cared for well as the former? And why are Jagannath deities are more tolerant? Prabhupada wrote, Krishna means himself in all his different expansions. Sometimes Krishna appears as Vasudeva, sometimes as Sankarsana, sometimes as Jagannath. Sometimes as Lord Chaitanya and sometimes as Rama. So Jagannath is another feature of Krishna. And he is specially favored to the people who are not strictly advanced in Brahmanical culture of Vedic rituals. Lord Jagannath is situated in India at Puri. This place is one of the towns of Puri, one of the towns of Odisha. The people of Odisha and Bengal, they are sometimes fish eaters. About 90% of the population are fish eaters. But still, Jagannath Swami in Puri accepts service from these peoples. Although they are sometimes fish eaters, in the Kali Yuga, people are not so clean, and therefore, service to Jagannath Swami is preferred. Service to Lakshmi Narayan and Radha Krishna require a high elevated position. But still, whether we serve Jagannath or Radha Krishna, the effect of the effect is the same. But facilitating the worship of the Lord in the form of Jagannath is more congenial than others. When anything is offered to Jagannath, it does not mean that it is not taken by Krishna. In the temple, although we offer to Jagannath, it is also accepted by Krishna. Be assured of this fact. This is a letter to Dayananda and Nandarani, 24th August 1968. Anyway, this Prabhupada has many letters about Jagannath, what is his appearance day, how to bathe him, everything Prabhupada gave the instruction. So Jagannath is very merciful. Just Prabhupada wrote, this has been the Odisha and Bengal peoples, 90% peoples, they eat fish, but still Jagannath accepting their service. Even Chaitanya Bhagavat, it is Vrindavan Das Thakur wrote, Matsya khaile ho paaye habishya ra phala. About Jagannath Puri, Mahatma, even the peoples in Jagannath Puri, even they are fish eaters, but still Jagannath accepts their service. Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai, Shri Krishna Balaram ki jai, Radha Shyama Sundar. So, Jagannath is very merciful, like Gaur Nitai is very merciful. There is most magnificent incarnation. Similarly, Lord Jagannath also, very merciful, very affectionate for his devotees. So that's why even 1934, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur told in a lecture in Alarnath, he told, unless Alarnath or Lord Jagannath went to West, we should take Jagannath in an aeroplane to the Western world. Today's English-speaking peoples. Unless Jagannath went to the Western world, there is no question of delivering such these peoples. So this is even Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur expected, even he forecasted. And Srila Prabhupada fulfilled his desire. Our Prabhupada, he took Jagannath to Western countries. So even the Jagannath is the first deity in ISKCON also. So today we have to discuss about how Jagannath appeared. Today is appearance day. So first we discuss how he appeared in Jagannath, because he is in Jagannath Puri. How he appeared in Jagannath Puri. Lord Jagannath also appeared in Vrindavan. Lord Jagannath also appeared in Dwaraka. And Lord also Jagannath also appeared in ISKCON. So in this is Jagannath Puri is his original place where he resides. In every yugas, even Satya Yuga, Tretaya Yuga, in Dwapara and Kali, Jagannath, this place, Jagannath Puri, there Lord Jagannath, 50 days of Brahma, 50 and half of his lifespan, so 50 years of Brahma, he resides in Lord Jagannath there, and 50 years as Nilamadhava. In the first part of Brahma's lifespan, there is in Jagannath Puri, there is the same Jagannath, he resides there as Nilamadhava. Now this present Brahma's, he is now about 51 years old, 50 years has passed away. That's why Jagannath form is appeared. So Jagannath form appeared making a mediator king Indradimna, महाराज के अंदर इंद्रदीवन यानी मनवंतर इन्हें स्वयं हो मनवंतर सत्ययुग ही वॉज किंग ऑफ अवंती एंड इन उज्जैन एंड ही इज ग्रेट ही वॉज द एम्परर ऑफ द वर्ल्ड एंड बट ही इज अ ग्रेट डिजायर टू सी द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड फेस टू फेस टू सी हिम कृष्ण टू सी कृष्ण सो ही वॉज आस्किंग एवरी वन वेयर हाउ कैन आई सी लॉर्ड जगन्नाथ कृष्ण और द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड इज देयर एनी प्लेस वेयर द पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड रिजाइडिंग हिमसेल्फ एंड वी कैन गो एंड सी हिम फेस टू फेस आई कैन टॉक टू हिम आई कैन लाइक ही इज अ ग्रेट डिजायर सो वन टाइम बिकॉज ही वॉज अ किंग सो वन पिलग्रिमेज ऑलवेज मेनी पिलग्रिमेज पीपुल्स कम टू कम देयर सो वन ब्राह्मण इन्फॉर्म्ड मी ही वेंट टू ओरिसा एंड इन द साउदर्न ओशन इन बैंक ऑफ द ओशन ही सॉ देयर इज अ माउंटेन स्मॉल माउंटेन इज कॉल्ड ब्लू माउंटेन सो एंड दैट माउंटेन देयर इज ही सॉ इन ए ह्यूज केव इन ए टाइगर केव व्याघ्र गुंफा आई टोल्ड एंड देयर इज ए लॉर्ड स्टेइंग एज नीलमाधव ही सॉ हिम एंड ही टोल्ड दैट द डेमिगॉड्स दे आर कमिंग टू वर्शिप हिम देयर एंड इवन इफ लॉर्ड इफ ही टोल्ड दैट इफ किंग गो देयर देन ही कैन सी द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड आई एम गोइंग वेरी ब्रीफ बिकॉज इट्स वेरी लॉन्ग सो एनी हाउ सो देन महाराज इंद्रदीप्न वॉज सेंड हिज मिनिस्टर विद्यापति एंड ही वेंट देयर एंड ही मेड ही वेंट मेनी डेज यू आर ट्रैवलिंग एंड इट इज देयर देन ही मेक ए फ्रेंडशिप विथ द पर्सन हु वॉज एक्चुअली वर्शिपिंग नीलमाधव एवरी डे वॉज गोइंग विश्वावसु देयर इज ए विश्वावसु सबर सबर मीन्स हुई का दिस लो कास्ट पीपल इन रिजाइडिंग इन फॉरेस्ट सो सबर मीन्स दे हंट दे हंटर्स दे हंटिंग द एनिमल्स एंड लाइक दिस दे स्टेइंग इन फॉरेस्ट सो दैट विश्वावसु ही वॉज द ओरिजिनल वर्शिपर ऑफ लॉर्ड नीलमाधव ही वॉज वर्शिपिंग नीलमाधव एवरी डे विथ फ्रूट्स एंड रूट्स एंड फ्लावर्स कलेक्टिंग इन फॉरेस्ट एंड विथ दिस He was every day worshipping Nilamadhava. So when this Vidyapati went, then he also expressed his desire. He wanted to see Nilamadhava. Actually, Vidyapati staying that in his house, in Vishwavasu's house. And Vishwavasu has a daughter named Lalita. And gradually, both Vidyapati and Lalita, they get married. Though he is a Brahmana, but he is an outcast, but still they get married because Vidyapati has to know where is the Nilamadhava he is staying. So in this way, Vidyapati, finally one day, Vishwavasu is agreed. Beginning he is not agreed, but he agreed that, okay, I will take this Vidyapati to where I am worshipping Nilamadhava. With blind folded, his eyes should be closed like a blind man, and his hand will bind here. Then he can walk follow me. He cannot see the way how to go there, but just in this spot, I will open his eyes. Then once he will see Nilamadhav, then he will return back. So in this way, Vidyapati was agreed. Then they went in a journey. Then he reached there, in the spot, then he saw Nilamadhav. Then he was ecstatic. Then Vishwavasu went to forest to collect fruits, roots and flowers. He told, you stay here, I am coming back. After worshipping Nilamadhav, will return. Then he came back. He was surprised to see the Lord. And he was in ecstasy, he was crying And anyhow, in this way, Vidyapati got the message about Lord Nilamadhava. Then he come again, Vishwavasu, we come back, then he worship, but Nilamadhava That day he started speaking. He told Vishwavasu, your devotional service is now complete. I took so much service from you, but now I have developed a desire to be worshipped by my another great devotee. His name is Indradimna. He wants to worship me. I also want to be worshipped in an opulent way. You are just offering this forest flowers, fruits and roots. I need chappan bhog like now Jagannath. That offered 8 times chappan bhog to Lord Jagannath. 14 quintal rice cooked every day for Jagannath. And so much opulence. So anyhow, so that's why but he was very disturbed. Who? Vishwavasu, he tried to imprison whom? This Vidyapati, or some other. Finally he was free and he came to Maharaj Indradimna, he informed him. And Maharaj Indradimna with a big force, he just came to Jagannath Puri. Even the way, the king of Odisha was welcomed Maharaj Indradimna. But that time is Indradimna already Nilamadhav disappeared. There's a huge hurricane and a wind. And so anyhow, the king of Odisha informed Nilamadhav already disappeared somewhere. No one knows where is Nilamadhav. King was very much frustrated. He went, he thought maybe he is hiding. Who? Vishwavasu maybe hided the deity somewhere, so he imprisoned him. But finally Jagannath told to king, make him free. He is innocent. And finally, the Lord, by Narada Muni also appeared, instructed by Brahma to help Maharaj Indradimna to manifest Jagannath. So he appeared, the Lord told that I will worship as Nilamadhav. Now you will get my wooden form. You get the wooden, a huge log on the ocean. It will come automatically to the shore. And you built my deities from that. You should carve deities from that log. So in this way that Indradimna, and a great story. So he performed 1,000 horse sacrifice to please the Supreme Lord. And it is told that if he won performed 100 horse sacrifice, then he become king of heaven. When Indra never allowed anyone to perform 100 sacrifice, 100 horse sacrifice. Even in Bhagavatam we see Prithu Maharaj was performing sacrifices and he stopped. Indra always coming to stop him. But in that particular case, Brahma himself was a mediator and he told to Indra, don't disturb this king. This king is not for your post, taking your post. He's a great devotee and it is only for the how Jagannath will be manifested. He is performing for the purpose to pleasure of the Lord, so you should not disturb. So anyhow, 1,000 horse sacrifices. Then in the Purnahuti day, in a dream, Indradimna Maharaj saw the divine form of Lord Jagannath, Balaram and Subhadra Maharani. And he expressed this dream to Narada Muni. And Narada Muni told, yes, you are now very fortunate. And at the same time, the messengers come from the seashore, they inform that the logs are there, stuck in this seashore. So finally, Maharani Indradimna went there. They tried their best to lift the logs, but it was not possible. So finally, there is a voice come from sky. My devotee, who? Vishwavasu, you must call him. He should lift me one side and the king Indradimna in other side. In this way this log will, you can carry the log. So in this way they brought the log and now they kept the log in Gundicha temple. In Puri we go to Gundicha temple where the Rath Yatra stay for, Jagannath Balarama stay for 7 days. And that is called Jagya Vedi. There is the pass. That is the place where 1,000 horse sacrifice was performed by Maharaj Indradimna. So they brought the log, then how to carve the deity? This is very long story. Anyhow, they carved the deity. Any carpenter, any person come to make the deity, carve the deity, they just putting their instrument, the instrument immediately break to pieces. It's more harder than the iron. How to make the deity? Everyone was a surprise. Then finally, it is Lord's instruction that Vishwakarma himself come. It is told Vishwakarma. In Odisha, they told Ananta Maharana, another person, special person came. He was very old person and come. He told, I carve the deity. The king told, okay, you give the examination first. If you take this is the wood, and you take instrument and make a hole here, then it will prove that if you are able to cut this wood with your instrument. He cut it very easily. So they could understand, this is the person who will carve the deity. But he gave a condition, 21 days, no one should disturb him. He and these logs will be inside a huge hall, in a big hall. And inside is locked and outside you also lock. For 21 days, no one should disturb the artist. So anyhow, about 15 days, then outside they are doing big sankirtan. Doing very big sankirtan, chanting, dancing all around. And he was inside, he is carving the deity. But 15 days, there some sound is coming. And after 15 days, there no sound is coming outside. So queen, Gundicha is the name of the queen, queen of Maharajendra Dimna. She insisted again and again and again to king. Oh king, this is old man and 15 days has gone. You never feed him. Never give him in supply a drink, a glass of water. How it is possible, he served inside. He definitely have died. Upon it, now you become an offender. He is a Brahman and you are now become a killer of a Brahman. He shouted like anything. But king, the minister suggesting, don't open. Wait. Vidyapati also. But finally, queen's desire was fulfilled. Finally, king could not tolerate it because she was shouting. This finally, they forcefully opened the door. Then he saw the deities that we are seeing now. Lord Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra Maharani ki jai. They were hands having half hand, no leg, big eyes. Now you see Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra deities. They appeared like the lake in this form. Seeing this form, king became very sad. He was, I must commit suicide because my debt is not completed. I could not keep my promise. That I have to, I should not open the door for 21 days and now I open in 15 days. So, but he just put a kusa grass and just sleep, fasting, full fasting. Then the Lord spoke from sky, told, O king, don't worry. This is my supreme desire. Without my desire, nothing can happen. This is a great history. I was also appeared in Dwaraka before in this form. I am not appearing first time here. This form also appeared in Dwaraka. That is, we have all heard this story. You know this story. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told his associates, and Prabhupada also used to say how this Jagannath Balaram's this form is manifested in Dwaraka by hearing the stories of Mother Rohini. That is, Krishna was sleeping in Dwaraka, but in night he was shouting, Radhe, Radhe, Gopi, Gopi, Radhe, Radhe, like madmen. The queens, Rukmani, Satyabhama, told, who is this Radha and who is Gopi? What is this? We are serving so much, nothing, our service is nothing. Who is these peoples? So, one time when Krishna was, all queens, they make Rukmani as the real leader, then Rukmani came to ask this question to Krishna. Krishna was about to leave for Sudharma Sabha, he said. Then he told, oh, I am so, Krishna, hearing this question, who is these people, this Gopi, Radha, and all the, Krishna became stunned. He told, okay, I have no time. Tears just flowing from me. I have to go to the office, to my assembly, to meeting. So you ask this question to Rohini, Mother Rohini, she will answer. So these all queens, they got together, and Mother Rohini told, I will speak the stories, but this is Vrindavan's pastimes of the Krishna Balaram. If I will go to speak, wherever may be, this Krishna Balaram may be in these three worlds, they will definitely come back to this spot, just like a snake charmer. By chanting the mantra, they force the snake to come out of the hole. So similarly, they cannot stay. So if they will come, then my story telling this telling of story will stop. So someone should be guard in the main gate. Someone should guard that these two brothers should not enter the hall. So then I will go on speaking. Anyhow, no, who everyone wants to listen, who wants to step as a guard. But Subhadra, finally Rukmani and Satyabhama, they convinced Subhadra, you are their sister, to a sister, and you are very, very dear sister of Balaram and Jagannath. So you could stop your brothers to enter inside. Then they told, we are your sister-in-law, Bhabhi, we will give you so many gifts. They told Subhadra, finally agreed to help them. So Subhadra was also out in outside, door was locked, but she was also eager to listen the story. So Subhadra just putting her eyes, her ears there, and in the meantime, when the Mother Rohini go on speaking, how Krishna appeared, Mathura and transferred to Gokula and Nandautsav, all this Putanavada, then gradually they became astrayed, explaining the Braja pastimes, how they go to herding the cows, and then they could not keep their patience. The Krishna Balaram, they left their hall, the meeting place, then ran to this spot. Then they come here, they saw that the gate is closed, but they could open the gate by their strength, but their sister was standing there. Subhadra just showing the hands, no. cannot enter. So that both brothers just stood both sides. In Subhadra's right side, who? Balaram, and left side there Jagannath. So this form, then they started also hearing. As this Mother Rohini's explanation of the Braja pastimes was going on, Tava katha amritam, like Gopi Gita's, like this chanting, then they become so ecstatic, their hands just go inside, their legs, no, sorry, hands are just come half, legs are going inside, eyes become very big, and that is the form we are seeing, this Mahabhava form. This is the Mahabhava Prakash. Krishna Balaram, after hearing the Braja pastimes, now we are English class also discussing about Braja pastimes, hearing this Braja pastimes, how Krishna Balaram was hiding cows, how going to forest, all these things, then they appear, this Mahabhava form appeared. So then, in the meantime, Narada Muni was going in the sky on his then he saw this ecstatic form. He just come down. He told those, so now Krishna Balaram could understand Narada Muni is present here, said they want to stop, they come to the natural position. But Narada Muni told, Oh Lord, you cannot hide from me. I have already seen this transcendental form. So please give me the one boon. I am asking. In this world, somewhere you must be worshipped in this transcendental form. In this form as I saw you, as both brothers Jagannath Balaram and also Subhadra is in between. So I want to see this transcendental form worshipped somewhere. So that is the Lord also told to Maharajendra Dibna. So this is not your mistake. This is my great devotee. Narada Muni asked the boon. So I have to fulfill his desire, also. So this form is not my half-built form. This is this is Mahabhava form. By hearing Braja Katha, Braja pastimes, we exhibit this ecstatic form. So you install this deity and worship. So when this deity is installed on the stone, that is in the Jagannath temple, that is in Sukha, Vaishakha Shukla Dasami, but in Gundicha Mandir, this Snana Jata Depha. So then Lord Jagannath himself instructed to Maharaja Indradimna that my birthday, what is my birthday, my parents' day, is Jyeshtha Shukla Purnima, the full moon day of Jyeshtha month. So in this particular day, every year, you must do abhishek of our deities. So that's why in this particular day, Maharaja Indradimna, apart from the abhishek of Lord Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra Maharani, these deities. This is not like what if they cannot bring water anywhere they like and bring and just do abhishek, not like this. This says everything is mentioned in Skanda Puran and Lord Jagannath instructed everything. He told, you should take, apart from this abhishek, just the northern side of this Kalpavrukha, this Kalpavrukha, in the northern side there is a, now this Snana Mandap is huge, that is the highest place that everyone can see, even the roadside, from roads people are walking, lakhs of people there also seeing the abhishek. Now maybe started abhishek in Puri. So anyhow, this they asked this particular place and the water you should collect it. There is a well in the northern gate. Even now Jagannath temple, the northern side of this Kalpavrukha. This is called Sunakua, the golden well. The Jagannath himself told that all the tirthas are residing in that well water. You have nothing to go to here, there to collect the holy waters. No, I kept all the holy waters in that well. Only, but this water not used for any other purpose, only for the on that particular day, on the Snana Purnima day, that water Lord Jagannath Balaram Subhadra was bathing. That is one day before actually from Trayodashi they started this festival, Snana Purnima festival started, the Jagannath Balaram Subhadra. This sevas transferred from the regular pujaris, there are two types of sevakas of Lord Jagannath. One is the Vidyapati's wife, that is the Brahman wife, and these children born from the Brahman wife, they got the right to worship Lord Jagannath and every day, doing abhishek, all these things, the dressing. But the special other sevas like from Snana Purnima, from today to complete after Rath Yatra finish and after returning Jagannath again to Jagannath Mandir, is about 1 month. This service is for the Daitapatis, that Vidyapatis, outcast wife, this Lalita, and the children born from Lalita, they got the right to service to Jagannath on this 1 month, they worship. They take the charge from bringing the Jagannath from the altar to the Snana Mandapa, that is called Pohandi Vijay. Huge deity, 7 feet, they're not like our Jagannath, the deities. Huge deity. They're bringing three deities to the Mandapa. It's called Poundra Vijay because the Pandu Vijay. It's called actually Poundra Vijay because Lord Jagannath was for the time being, their Rath Yatra, their worship, everything was stopped by the Buddhist kings because Buddhist peoples, they captured the Jagannath temple and they are worshipping Jagannath as Buddha Dev. Even now, the Buddhist people also worship Jagannath. They also consider Jagannath as Buddha Dev. Also, among the 10 incarnations, he is one of. If Jagannath is such a deity, In our India, all sects, even the other religions, they are all worship Jagannath. Eh? Even the Muslims, they also worship Jagannath. They eat Jagannath Mahaprasad in Odisha. And even all any cars, any groups, there may be Vaishnavas, there may be Shaktas, there may be Shaivites, they may be considered whomever may be they considered as the Supreme Lord. But for Jagannath, they considered him as the Supreme. Eh? Even we Vaishnavas, we told Krishna, actually he is Krishna. But even the Sri Sampradaya Vaishnava, they considered him, Ramanujacharya considered him as Narayan, eh? Lakshmi Narayan. And even other Vaishnavas, they according to their worship, the Ramanandis, they considered him Ramachandra. Eh? Even Tulsidas and others, they went considered. Eh? Even different sects in the Shakti worshippers, they also considered Jagannath as supreme. Even they're like this. Even Muhammad, even Jesus, they also visited Jagannath. Eh? This is history, Madhala Panjika. Eh? There is every day diary. Even still now, this diary is getting maintained. Eh? Every day diary is maintained. So, anyhow, this is other topic, different topic. So, in this way, the Lord Jagannath, this because Buddhists were captured the Odisha ruling, so they stopped Ratha Yatra. But again, another great king in South India, Paundra Vijay, he conquered the Buddhists, then he established again Ratha Yatra festivals. His name is Paundra Vijay, then he gradually name is described, come as Pandu, Pandu Vijay, now he is called Paundra Vijay, Pandu Vijay, like this, Pohandi Vijay, like this. So Lord come to this spot. That they bring this, that is to the Snana Mandapa, then they collected 108 pots of water from that well. From one day before, they clean everything. The well become very clean. All the water come out, then fresh water. Then they bring this 108 pot water. And then in proper time, that then actually deities reach the mandapa in very early morning, then they do Mangala Arati there on the Snana Mandapa. And after Mangala Arati, then they started bathing. So this is a 108 huge bathing. Everyone looks and see everywhere. Everyone was shouting like Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath. Lots of peoples. So after this bathing, because it's huge bathing, as Prabhupada is writing, actually these deities are, these all painted are, the paints are disfigured. So it is required again repainting. This is the outward region, the region. So after heavy bathing, then actually first dress after bathing, the first the Sringar Darshan appeared, Lord Jagannath Balaram Subhadra as a Ganesh. There is a great trunk of an elephant they made with Jagannath Balaram's and is a lotus in Subhadra. So because of this is one devotee from South India, from Karnataka, came as Ganapati Bhatta. And he is a desire to see, he knows that Supreme Lord Jagannath, but he thinks he have no idea how Jagannath looks like or this. But generally in Maharashtra and Karnataka, the border people, they worship Ganesh as the Supreme Lord. So he was thinking the Supreme Lord must be, looks like Ganesh. So he came, walking thousands of kilometers, come to reach, he reached Orissa. And in Orissa, he saw this deity there. There's a different stories, this little different. Krishna, Gaur Govinda Swami speaks it little different, some other places. And the fact is that finally he saw the Jagannath, because time is over. So he saw that he came and he saw Jagannath, he was completely bewildered. He just left the place running. And then finally Jagannath himself, as a former Brahmana, he asked him why he was frustrated, all these things. Then he told, no, I saw the same form, you go and see. Then he came, again returned, and he came back. Then there was, he saw this Abhishek, and Jagannath told his head pujari and the king, this great devotee appeared today, and he wants to see me in that particular form. You must dress in this particular form after my Abhishek. So when this Ganapati Bhatta came, then he saw this huge trunk, looks like Ganesh, eh? Jagannath. So that's why after their bathing, they dressed like themselves as a Ganesh. Eh? Ganesh, both Balaram and Jagannath, and Subhadra in the lotus flower. So in this way, this is today is the appearance day of Lord Jagannath. We just discuss about how he appeared in Puri and Dwarka, but Vrindavan, this is a Gauravinda Maharaj told the stories, how Vrindavan, these people when Jagannath Krishna was in Dwarka, he was always in night, he was, one time he became so much separate, feel so much separation from Vrindavan Vasis, from the gopis, and he gave up his eating, sleeping, just whole day he was just fainted, thinking about Brajavasis. Finally Uddhava came, they all tried their best to make Krishna, to bring him into the normal condition, but it is not possible. And Narada Muni appeared, and they asked Narada Muni what to do. Narada Muni told, I know what is the disease. If I will sing some Braja of the pastimes, his Braja pastimes, then he will definitely wake up. But once he woke up, you cannot stop him here. Once he woke up, then he will run immediately to the Vrindavan. Then he will blame me, made our Lord run away to Vrindavan, made him separate from us. So I don't want to be blamed. First someone should go and give the message to the Brajavasis, because Brajavasis' condition is like this, Radharani and Gopis. That's why they are fainted there in Vrindavan, in Sevakunj, in Dhivan, all the Gopis, Radharani fainted, thinking about Krishna's separation. And that's why Krishna is fainted here. So first go and send message there that Krishna is coming. Don't worry, Krishna is coming. So everyone was looking at Uddhava. Maybe Uddhava will go to give the message. Uddhava told, forget it. Once this Krishna sent me to Braja, and I know how they love Krishna, and I promised them, after going to Dwarka, I'll immediately send Krishna to you. But Krishna never, I told Krishna again and again, go to the Braja Dham, meet your devotees there. But Krishna never come. Then how I come again and tell them Krishna, they will not believe me. She started crying, Uddhava. He told, I developed a desire to become a creepers and grass and creepers in the Brajabhumi, and these gopis will walk on my head. Then they look at Balaram, and Balaram told, oh, you are looking at me. I am not going. I told 1,000 times this Kanhaiya to go to Vrindavan. Then I, alone, myself, I went for 2 months and stayed there and pacified the peoples, and I told Mother Jasoda, I touched the feet of Mother Jasoda and told, don't worry, Mother, I am going, within a week I send this Krishna to you. But Krishna never, how they will believe this? Balaram started crying. He told, it is not possible for me to go to Braja and give this message. So everyone stunned, stop, what to do? Then finally Subhadra become, feel very compassionate, become mediator than she wanted. He told, okay, I shall go. I will give the message. I am a woman, and I told these gopis, Mother Jasoda, I just fell down at her feet, and the gopis, I told this, all these people, sir, came before, they could not understand the heart of the mother or the women's. I pacified them, yes, my brother is coming, don't worry, I am with him, I just come beforehand to inform all of you that my brother is coming. You get ready, decorate the house, cook nice prasadam, and like this I enthuse them. So in this way, Subhadra, when become volunteered to come, then Balaram think, Balaram told, oh, my sister alone, how could she go alone? I must come accompany. I will not talk to anything to the Brajavasis, but I will go just to show the way to the Vrindavan. I'll just show the way how to reach Vrindavan. So my chariot is in front, and my sister will follow. सुधर सुभद्रा इन द मिडिल अश्र बलराम तालध्वज रथ दिस इज प्रिपेयर द ने बलराम वेंट असिस्ट ऑन तालध्वज सुभद्रा डिट ने अरे से एनी सेट ऑन ने से देवदल न है रथ सो दे पास अबाउट हाफ एन अबाउट माइल्स अबाउट 1 किलोमीटर दे नारद मुनि टोल्ड ओके नाउ आई वेक अप हिम दे नारद मुनि स्टार्टेड चैंटिंग द ब्रज पास टाइम्स स्पेसिफिकली this the past times with his rasa panchadhyay the gopis past times with the gopis so it's started I'm not going detail so okay so when Narada Muni started singing then hearing this braj past times like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also woke up when Pratap chanted this past time the particular verse in gopi gita tava katha amritam तप्त जीवनम कवि भीरीडितम कल्मषापहम श्रवणमंगलम श्रीमदाततम भुभि गृह्णन्ति जे भूरिदा जना जस्ट महाप्रभु वेक अप एंड एम्ब्रेस महाराज प्रताप रुद्र है बिफोर ही टोल्ड आई कैन नॉट सी प्रताप रुद्र इज ए किंग आफ्टर हियरिंग दिस गोपी गीत ही एम्ब्रेस्ड हिम सिमिलरली व्हेन द नारद मुनि चांटेड कृष्ण कुड नॉट कीप पेशेंस ही वेक अप एंड ही वाज जस्ट बिफोर उद्धव वाज देयर एंड नारद मुनि वाज रेडी Krishna was just want to run away to the Vrindavan, but they hold his hand both side. He told them, "We know that you will go. Don't worry. Your chariot is prepared." They took him and they made him sit on the chariot that is called Nandi Ghosa. That is then Jagannath following them. Balaram, Subhadra, then last Jagannath is. They going to Vrindavan. Actually, but this form of Jagannath Balaram Subhadra, that is Gauravinda Swami is explaining after they reach Vrindavan and they go to Nidhivan, then they saw this situation, the Mahabhava ecstasy, the topmost ecstasy of Radharani. Radharani was just then seeing this love of gopis and Radharani, this ecstatic form manifested in Nidhivan. This is another story how this Jagannath Balaram Subhadra Maharani's form was appeared in Vrindavan. So in this way, Srila Prabhupada gave us this Ratha Yatra festival and this Jagannath Balaram Subhadra Maharani and how Prabhupada explained how they are so merciful. Even in from childhood, past time when Prabhupada used to part from this Ratha Yatra, and went to America, he did not take Jagannath, but Jagannath come himself to Prabhupada. San Francisco, the dear disciple of Srila Prabhupada, Her Grace Malati Devi Dasi, she found this, thinking this Indian dolls, and they brought from the import shop, Indian import shop, thinking this doll, just one, there are three deity, Balaram, Subhadra and Jagannath, but she likes this Jagannath. Because Jagannath is Patita Pavan. He come to the devotee himself alone. So how she brought the deity and put on Prabhupada's table. Prabhupada, this is Indian doll, Prabhupada immediately folded hands and paid his obeisances. She surprised, what happened Swamiji? This is Jagannath. This is not doll. Where is two or more? One is white and another is little yellow. Told he is here, they are in shop. So Prabhupada sent again to bring these deities. And this is they manifested in ISKCON. Jagannath Baladev, Subhadra Maharani deities, how Shyamasundara Prabhu called the deities or Jagannath Balaram Subhadra. In San Francisco, these deities are still worshipped. Later on, he parked in Los Angeles and also in London. This deities, the Jagannath Balaram Subhadra. And Prabhupada performed in 1967 the first जगन्नाथ बलराम सुभद्रा जगन्नी रथ यात्रा महोत्सव इन सैन फ्रांसिस्को एंड प्रभुपाद दिस लेटर प्रभुपाद राइटिंग दैट इन एवरी रथ यात्रा प्लेटफॉर्म इन इस्कॉन देयर मस्ट बी द पिक्चर ऑफ जयानंद प्रभु द फर्स्ट कंस्ट्रक्टेड द फर्स्ट चैरियट ऑफ जगन्नाथ बलराम सुभद्रा. So this is a great big story, just I went very brief. So in this way Jagannath, we are also have Jagannath deity here. So performing their Snana Jatra, there is also Prasadam. Okay. Thank you. Thank you also. Yes. Announcement. So I stop here. Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani Ki Jai. स्नान यात्रा महामहोत्सव की जय. श्रील प्रभुपाद की. Full Dandavat.
And then he told him that this is God. And he said, you go and get the other two. And so they brought him back, and Prabhupada said to Shamasutra, can you make these into big deities? And he said, yes, I can. So they carved the nice deities of Baladeva, Subhadra, and Jagannath. And then Sri Prabhupada introduced first Rath Yatra Festival in 1967. And this was done on the back of a truck, and the deities were there. And for me, I'm very fortunate that I was present at that Rath Yatra Festival and heard for the first time the chanting of Hare Krishna and to have darshan of Lord Jagannath. But to my surprise, Shamasundara had made two sets of deities. One big set, which they had in San Francisco, and one smaller set, which were maybe a foot and a half high. And Prabhupada went to Seattle, Washington, to open a temple. And at this time, this was the seventh ISKCON temple. And he brought with him Lord Jagannath, and they installed the deities there in the Seattle temple. And for me, I had only been a devotee for 1 week, but because I was the only one who could wake up from Mangalarti, they gave me the Pujari. And I had to learn how to take care of Lord Jagannath. As she said, we didn't bathe him every day, but we took a wet cloth and in Manusheva, we would wash him and take care of him. So the first deities that ISKCON had in India, in the United States, were Lord Jagannath. He came, the Lord of the Universe, and then shortly after, Radha Krishna came. So now almost every temple has a beautiful set of Lord Jagannath deities.
Thank you. Gopal Prabhu. Srila Prabhupada ki.